second order is, the Gemara's immediate reaction was that I understand why a shtar that was prepared by Arkois with the chasimus of the kechavim would be kosher if it's a shtar rai. But if it's a shtar kinyan, I don't understand it. Right? That was the Gemara's kasha. Ad kidekach that in one ibay sev, the Gemara changes the gears in the Mishnah because the Gemara doesn't hear the chilek. Meaning, bishmoy mashtar rai o loy mari nafshayo. So for sure, this is a real shtar. But if it's a shtar kinyan, how does it work? And then it's very sussum. What's the svara of the Gemara? Right? It's not clear. If there's a svara of loy mari nafshayo, so okay, they wouldn't sign falsely. If they wouldn't sign falsely, it should be okay. Now, what are you going to tell me? But there ain't a Yehudim? I hear. It's a good kasha. But there ain't a Yehudim by the shtar mecher too. You're telling me shtar mecher is kasha. Aye, there ain't a Yehudim. But so we have to get to this at some point and explain what's going on here a little bit. But you see from the Mishnah that an Eli Yehudi that signs, as long as it's prepared by Rukus, is going to be fine, right? That's clear in the Mishnah. But for some reason, the Gemara is being mechalik between a shtar rai and shtar kinyan. What's the difference if it's a shtar rai or shtar kinyan? If it's the reason we're trusting the Ivik Echavim, and their kois, really, this is what we're trusting, is because of Leimari Navshayo. So if there's a Leimari Navshayo, so there's a Leimari Navshayo. So if the signatures are real, then the shtar is real. So mali if it's a shtar mecher, mali if it's a shtar kinyan. What should be the difference? So Reb Chaim Brisker, and this is Reb Chaim in Sefer, in parentheses, in brackets, in Hilchas Gerushin, in one of his shtikloch, and it's also Mefurish here, Reb Chaim in stencils, addressing this Gemara. Reb Chaim said, the lumbus is pashat. The lumbus is that the reason a shtar that was prepared by a kosh, leif kechavim, is kashim, ipnei shalei mari nafshayu, is not because when we see this shtar, we see a document that has two kosher signatures on it. We don't see a document with two kosher signatures on it. You have Ovdei Kechavim that signed, and because Ovdei Kechavim signed, so therefore this is very much not a kosher shtar. The reason it works is because what's the whole purpose of the shtar? To be a raya that the transaction happened. The umdin of Leimari Nafshayu is enough to say that this shtar does what the shtar is supposed to do. The whole purpose, the chayvasei baylamay of the shtar, is to prove to us, to give us the confidence that this transaction happened. So if I have a shtar that's signed by two Yehudim, so I have the confidence that it happened. The Torah says, "Al pishnei edim yakum davar." If I have a shtar that was prepared by a kosh loiv dekechavim because of the umdun of loimari nafshayu, I also have the confidence that this transaction happened. Do I have a shtar that has two signatures? No. What I have is the confidence that I need to be able to live and go to sleep at night and wake up in the morning knowing that this transaction actually happened. But by a shtar kinyan over there, I need a cheftz of a shtar. And in order to have a cheftz of a shtar, I need a chsimah. I need people to sign on the shtar. Avivul ba'ivdi kechavim, and I kosher eidim, so chavnish I cheftz of a shtar. And that's why it's not going to work. Just klar posh, that's the lomitz Reb Chaim said. That as it relates to a shtar raya, I don't need a shtar so much. I don't need eidim on the shtar. I just need the raya. The eidim on the shtar is just the hechatimtza for me to have a raya to know that this transaction took place. Good, so I can get there the old-fashioned way, or I can take the long scenic route. I have Avdei Kechavim, Der Kois, Leimari Nafshayu. I end up in the same place. I have a Leimari Nafshayu. I have a clear umdino that this is what happened. As opposed to, as it relates to the shtar kinyan, over there I need a heftz of a shtar to be able to pull off the kinyan. And if I need a heftz of a shtar to be able to pull off a kinyan, over there it's going to be different.